Right. And Bahrain is the main opposition group. The Al Wafaq has boycotted the country's upcoming general elections.
Here we announce that after 18 years and with the Al Khalifa regime refusing to implement fundamental reforms and participate in talks, the people of Bahrain see no option ahead but to boycott the upcoming elections.
Al-Dehi added that Bahrain is in dark days because freedom of speech and political discourse has been banned throughout the country. Deputy head Al-Wafaq noted the Manama regime has killed around 200 people since the 2011 uprising, and many others, including women and children, have been detained. He also stressed that the government has also revoked the nationality of more than 700 people. The Al-Wafaq opposition movement had also boycotted general elections back in 2002. Bahrain's highest court then dissolved Al-Wafaq party in mid-2016 and liquidated the group's funds. And joining us now out of Bluefield is Mr. Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Hello, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, this follows our first story, another very close friend of the West here in Manama. Your thoughts on the regime and how it treats opposition in Bahrain.
Mr. Arya, this is an unelected monarchical regime whose only interest is keeping the Al Khalifa family in power. The whole purpose of elections, to the extent they have them in Bahrain, is to hoodwink the population, to make them think that they have some say into who is running the country. But of course, anybody who is an observer of Bahrain over the years knows that the elections are a farce. They are a fruitless exercise because the population has absolutely no say in who wins the election. They may vote against the monarchy, but their candidates will not get elected. The king and his family will choose who the winners are. They will choose the outcome. The outcome, in other words, Mr. Arya, is predetermined before the election even starts. In fact, they're determined right now. They already know who will win the elections.
Then why dissolve, why dissolve the Al-Wafaq party? Why not just keep them around like you keep other parties around for show and displays and lip service?
Dissolving Al-Wafaq, the largest opposition party in Bahrain, or I should say political society, because political parties are not allowed by law, as well as many of the other opposition political societies, is because they are accused of harboring terrorists or of cooperating with Iran. And what that means, if you translate it in terms of how the monarchy punishes people in Bahrain, that means they are for elections, they are for democracy, they are for freedom of speech, they are for freedom of association. In other words, rights guaranteed by the UN Declaration of Human Rights, the Universal Charter, and this is, if you advocate for freedom of speech, for elections, for democracy, then you're considered a terrorist. And as such, in Bahrain, that means you must be in cahoots with Iran and their secret service. That is, I know it's absurd to you and your readers, but nonetheless, that is how Bahrain operates.
Thank you for showing us, joining us back on the program and for your input, Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, joining us there out of Bluefield.